Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Foster Castleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Niemann moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires to second and picks off Niemann for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner scores. That run is unearned. It's 1 to nothing, Orioles. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. Daly reaches third base with a triple. Pearsall scores. It's Orioles, 1. Red Sox, 1. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. 1 out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Daly tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1. Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos strikes out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann moves to third. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Castleman strikes out. One out. Joe Taylor pinch hits for Arnie Portocarrero. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Zivarink now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd has Button trapped. There's the throw to Triandos and over to Robinson, who tags Button for the out. Runnels moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jensen strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett is hit by the pitch. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Foster Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Castleman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Button bunts towards the mound. Zwivering fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for George Zwivering. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Beeman now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Castleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gurnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Daly is walked intentionally. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.